It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I hope you had an awesome weekend. I've got an amazing show lined up for you today, and I'm very, very excited to kick it off with Jennifer Hill of WSRE, and we are talking this morning all about Beyond the Menu. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ruthie. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am very excited to speak with you this morning. This is such like a, well, as we know, a very different year for lots of different reasons. But WSRE has not let 2020 stand in the way of the mission. And so I wanted to, you know, give you a chance to share with the community what is happening this year. Tell us about Beyond the Menu, kind of the backstory and what it's going to look like this year.
Right. 2020. Wow. Okay. So, like most nonprofit organizations, we've been challenged during the pandemic to raise operational funds without fundraising events. And I know anybody who participates in fundraising understands the issues.
Oh, yes.
That we've been having. But I don't know who said it, and I might be saying it wrong, but necessity is the mother of innovation. So we had this wonderful idea, worked together as a station to develop a new show that could possibly take the place of the wine and food event this year. We are so excited about it. It is a show that I think that we'll see continue going on even after we are able to have events again. It's a spotlight on our local food culture. You really get to connect with things you've seen and places you've been before on a whole new level, and then you get to experience them firsthand.
That is so cool. So it's a show. It is a you know, not just a radio show. It's a full on. It's television. It's film. And it's interactive, right? So, I love we were talking a little bit during the break about how this is taking the place of the food and wine event, which I know so many people have come to love and look forward to. But this is a unique opportunity, like you mentioned, that can be ongoing, and I think that's so cool. It's not just we're doing this because we have to and because we can't meet in person, but this truly is a new offering for our community. So will you tell us a little bit about how the format of the show is set up?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that question. So we are highlighting four restaurants in our community. I can tell you we're highlighting the District, Seville Steak and Seafood, Pot Roast and Pino, McGuire's, and Scenic 90 Cafe. All of these restaurants have been awesome partners with WSRE in the past. So restaurants have been struggling too all throughout the whole world, not much less our community. This is a way that we can spotlight them, our local food restaurants, spotlight the needs and the importance of public television, and then offer an opportunity for people to experience exactly what they're watching on TV.
So I love that. That's a nice mix of different restaurants, everything from the District to Scenic 90. And so when someone tunes in to watch it, will it be chefs like cooking? What's that going to look like?
Well, it's all about the food culture. So we're really looking at the evolution of these restaurants in our community. We're going to see a lot of awesome historical photos. We have a great relationship with the UWF Historic Trust. And I spent hours with their curator, Jesse, poring over historical Pensacola restaurant pictures. It was amazing. And I can't wait to show that to our community. This place that is so familiar to us really looked different back in the day. So I'm really, really excited to show our viewers that. when we say we're going beyond the menu, we're talking about, you know, how the restaurant started to how they have evolved to now, the stories behind their dishes, their chefs, and then we take a look at their signature items. We want people to be hungry when they watch the show. We want them to be able to go out and experience the history, the food, and meet in real life all of the people they meet on the show.
That is so interesting. So it is truly, I love the name, Beyond the Menu, because we're not just talking about what's featured or what's available on special this evening. It's kind of this greater context of the, like you said, the food culture here in our area. That's so interesting, doing the background research, working with the Historic Trust. I imagine they have no shortage of good historical documentation to have looked through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every restaurant has a story, and it's just the combination of these stories that creates the food culture. And like I was telling you before, we wanted to go beyond this episode. It's really a great standalone idea for fundraising for public television that we want to take beyond the pandemic. So when we are able to have those events again, they're going to be awesome. But we want to highlight or spotlight the food culture throughout our entire viewing area. So from Baldwin County, Alabama, all the way through Okaloosa County in Florida, and really just share those stories with our communities and let people connect with, you know, places in their own backyard.
Are there any stories that you've come across so far without spoiling anything? Because, of course, we want everyone to watch. Are there any that you found particularly interesting or compelling?
Oh, man. Yeah. At every restaurant, researching all of the restaurants, there was several stories. So one that stood out very particularly to me was one of the restaurants we're spotlighting. The ground that restaurant was on was the exact same ground that Andrew Jackson performed a very notable historical thing. And I'm excited for people to learn about that. So that one had probably the most history out of the four.
Oh, wow. That is exciting. So we're talking Andrew Jackson here. This isn't just a Pensacola native celebrity, like the president of our country. What was it, like the seventh president, I think? Ooh. The guy on the $20 bill. He's the one. That's exciting. And so people can tune in on Thursday. Is that right? That's the premiere?
The premiere is Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, at 8 p.m. We figure that a lot of people aren't going to be rushing out after their meal to get the early Black Friday deals as usual. So we are giving an alternative to sit back, watch the show. You can get early Christmas present purchasing really from the comfort of your couch, watching Beyond the Menu, ordering the voucher packs. They are going to be packaged for gifting. So if you participate, you donate to the station, you're going to get a 4-pack of vouchers, one for each restaurant that we are spotlighting. Let's see. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I want to make sure this is exciting. So you get the vouchers. This is what we're saying. Like, you don't just watch it and then say, well, I want to go there one day. If you watch and then you make a donation.
Right. You would be shopping local.
Shopping local.
You would be giving an experience instead of a thing. And of course, that's really the ultimate present is gifting experiences. And so that's what we're able to offer to our viewers.
So awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit more about exactly how people can participate and what it's going to look like on Thursday in just a moment. We are going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. speaking with Jennifer Hill of WSRE all about Beyond the Menu. So please stay with us and we'll be right back.
Hey, Mom, I'm here to drive you to your doctor's appointment.
Oh, we finished early.
What do you mean?
With my Humana Medicare Advantage plan, telehealth appointments with my doctor are covered.
Wow, that's great.
Well, that's human care for you. Humana wants its members to get the care they need, even at home.
Humana offers new ways to focus on your health at home. Because Humana isn't just healthcare, it's human care. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I'm Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Anna Lee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents our 7th annual Pensacola Christmas Concert, featuring favorite holiday music performed by local choirs, orchestras, singers, and musicians. If you are a local performer or music group, we'd like to include you. Submissions must be broadcast quality and in digital format sent to us by Friday, December 4th. For more information, visit our website at newsradio923.com.
Fox News, every 30 minutes, 24-7.
They're ready to certify today. Joe Biden won Georgia.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office or of courts or of either campaigns.
And this is not a Democrat saying Georgia's numbers are correct after week-long audits.
I'm a passionate conservative, and as I've said before, I'm a proud Trump supporter.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Monday morning. I'm Ruthie C. and I am joined this morning by Jennifer Hill of WSRE. And we are talking all about Beyond the Menu, which is a fabulous new offering in our community that spotlights the food culture. Like, truly, that's just such a perfect name. Beyond the Menu. We're going back to the stories and the history of these restaurants. I love what you said. Every restaurant has a story. And this is, we want to remind people, in place of the Food and Wine fundraiser that would typically take place. As we know, nonprofits need extra love this year. And this is such a really cool experience-based way to give back, give a really cool gift, and also learn a little bit about some of the different restaurants in our community. So, Jennifer, will you go through one more time which restaurants are participating in this first round? Because I know there's going to be more, but in this first time.
Absolutely. Episode one is going to be spotlighting the district, Seville Steak and Seafood, Pot Roast and Pinot, McGuire's Irish Pub, and Scenic 90 Cafe.
such good ones. So, mm-hmm. like, because I'm thinking about the people behind those restaurants, just the little tiny bit that I know about the families or the history. This is going to be so cool to watch. And it airs Thursday at 8.
It does. We will air it again on Saturday, and then again on December 3rd. You can see the full schedule on our website, WSRE.org.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. WSRE.org is the place if you missed any of the details. I'm sure it's all on there, all is. About this. But so what we were talking about a little bit before the break is how you can tune in and watch the show. And then if you want to participate by donating, it's a $100 donation. You get the vouchers to the restaurants. And tell us a little bit about what comes along with that voucher.
Absolutely. So for with a $100 donation to WSRE PBS, you receive a voucher for a dish prepared by the chefs on the program along with a wine pairing. We thought that the wine pairing was extremely important because it is replacing our wine and food fundraiser. So you get the a lot of these dishes that you'll see on the program that are being offered to our viewers are exclusive off the menu items. Some are on the menu items. You'll definitely have to watch and find out exactly what you'll get.
Yes, tune in on Thursday.
Don't want to give anything away. I want everybody to watch this program and really learn about the restaurants and chefs in their community.
Love that. And then I also wanted to point out that it will re-air on Saturday. Is that right? Saturday, December 3rd.
On Saturday and then again on December 3rd.
Oh, and then again on December 3rd. I'm sorry, 2020. What are dates? What is time?
Right. Well, I know exactly what you mean. But quantities are limited. So if we have a quantity amount of 500, once 500 people make their $100 donation and receive this exclusive experience, then you know, they're gone. When they're gone, they're gone. And they'll just have to wait for episode 2. Like I said, we're going to offer this experience a few times a year throughout different communities in our viewing area. Like I said before, between Baldwin County, Alabama, all the way to Okaloosa County in Florida. We want to tell all of those stories. So if you don't call in and make your donation for this particular experience, do not fret. You will have another opportunity to have another experience just as good.
That's right. And one question that that we have coming in is if someone is a restaurant owner or want their restaurant featured, is that something that's going to be open in the future for future episodes?
Absolutely. As with a pilot episode, of course, especially during a pandemic, asking restaurants to participate is hard. They're the ones that we are spotlighting in this episode have supported us in the past. It wasn't a very hard sell for them. They want to support us even through everything that they're going through. We are so grateful to them. So appreciative. And I think that once we get a couple episodes under our belt, then there may be other restaurants saying, hey, I would love this opportunity. And I would love the opportunity to speak to those restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if they wanted to go ahead and get in touch, is the website the best way to do that? You guys have like a contact form or should they reach out to you directly?
I'm the producer of the program. They would contact me directly. My email address is jhill@wsre.org. And I'd be happy to have those conversations with them.
Perfect. And so let's talk a little bit, Jennifer, about what the impact this donation will have on the community. So to me, a $100 donation seems very affordable and for the return on this investment, these vouchers, and you get to watch the show. So what happens next once that donation is executed?
Right. This is a really great value. The vouchers, the market value of what you're getting is actually exceeds that $100 donation. WSRE Public Television, I think everybody has had some kind of experience with public television. I am a legitimate PBS nerd from, you know, the very beginning with Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. I grew up, love Bob Ross.
Oh,
love,
yeah.
Love the cooking shows. I love everything about it. So I really love my job. And I love our mission, which is to educate, entertain, and engage people. This program really epitomizes that mission. We are educating and engaging people, offering this interactive television experience. You know, when you watch these shows on, you know, Travel Channel or Food Channel, and you're like, man, I would really love to take a bite of that steak, or I would really love to go and see that really cool historic place. Well, this is your opportunity. You know, how often do you get to watch TV and say, I want to experience that? And then, oh, here's the phone number. I can experience that in just a couple weeks.
That is so cool. Yeah. And right here in our hometown, like you said. So for this very first one, if you're here local to Pensacola, you don't have to go very far. Don't have to take a trip or anything like that. It's very close by. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. During this holiday season, both my team and I want to express our immense gratitude to the individuals, families, and businesses that have entrusted us to construct their dream spaces, custom homes, and commercial builds throughout this year. We cannot thank this community enough for your awesome support in allowing our small local business your trust in creating the dream spaces for you. On behalf of myself and my team at Lacoste Construction Group, may you have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year as we celebrate the birth of Christ and new beginnings in 2021.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Monday morning to you. If you're just tuning in, I've been speaking this past half hour with Jennifer Hill of WSRE, and we're talking all about Beyond the Menu, which is a new show premiering this Thursday, Thanksgiving, at 8 p.m. And Jennifer, this is such a cool, you know, just a really cool way to feature, like you said, the food culture of our area. And will you just remind people one more time about the details if they want to tune in, they want to participate?
Right. This opportunity to learn about the people and places you have seen, but you've never had a chance to connect to learn about the food culture in your community. By participating in this interactive television experience, you will be supporting local restaurants, supporting local public television, and really, really learning about these places around you. We're really, really excited to offer this opportunity to our viewers.
Just like what we were saying in the break too, is like for the person that you're not sure what to get them, or they buy for themselves and they already have everything, there's only 500 of these vouchers available. So, and like you said, the earlier the better, because once they're gone, they're gone. And I know that with the restaurants you mentioned, the District, Scenic 90, McGuire's, and what was the last one?
Pot Roast and Pino.
Like, those are great places. And some of them are new, some of them have been around forever. And I think those are also the ones that people will say, oh, you know, I've been meaning to go there, but I haven't yet. This is the perfect opportunity to do that. $100 donation gets you the vouchers. And you said the vouchers are good all the way until the end of May. Is that right?
Right. The vouchers are good for 6 months. So from December 1st to May 31st. But before those vouchers expire, you will have an opportunity to experience another episode of Beyond the Menu. And just keep donating to public television. We need you. We love you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Ruthie.
Well,